This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the very last Thursday in August. This is Tune In with Erica, and you are welcome. Hey, hello. How nice to have your company on this last day of August 2024. That day will never be again. It is very, very special, and I am delighted to have you along for the ride. Okay, I'm just looking at, because my technology, I'm trying to sort it out as we go along. I'm just making sure that I can actually hear you and me. Yes, that's hopeful. Ever hopeful when I can hear you and see you. So welcome to Tune In with Erica. If we haven't met before, my name is Erica Longdon. I'm an advisor on 1-2 Listen and also a host on Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Pacific. That's 11:30 Eastern, 4 p.m. over here in the UK and 5:30 in Europe. And I sit before I come on air and speak to my angels and guides, say, what do you want me to talk about today? Sometimes I've got a really, really clear idea. I have to say that 30 seconds to go on air today, I'm still going, what do you want me to talk about? You're just going to have to channel through me. I also want to say that I have a Facebook chat room. I can see people coming in there. I can see that Gwen has been in there this morning. It's very easy to get into if you've not done it before. You go to the website 1-2 Radio, that's the numbers 12, and radio.com. You will see there's a menu on the left-hand side. One of the options is to chat. The other way to do it is, if you're already a Facebook person, just put in 1-2 Radio. It'll come up group, and you will see that it will come up. I can see good morning to Gwyn. Happy that you're here. I'm very happy that you're here too. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message. Of course, Laura, I will be doing readings in the chat room as I go along. So if there's something on your mind, on your heart, then let me know and I will do the very best I can with it. I have done a reading for today, wherever you are, whenever you are, even if you're listening to this show on the replay on demand. We're still connected energetically, so I have done a card reading for today. I'm also delighted to say that Mercury is now facing forward and at least has got itself into first gear as it goes forward. I've had a particularly, as you know from last week, I've had a particularly, let's use the word interesting, Mercury retrograde. And perhaps, normally they don't do me any harm at all, and it hasn't done me any harm, but it's certainly made me pull up short and surrender and give in. I just could not push things forward. So I'm quite delighted that it's now facing forward. It's been quite the Mercury retrograde. And the lesson in it for me, and perhaps it is where it appeared in my chart, I'm not an astrologer, so I can't speak fully to that, but I suspect that may be the truth. It's the astrology and my chart and Mercury retrograde, because normally I don't find they do very much, but this time they've turned my life upside down. So I had to give in and surrender because I just could not push things forward. And everything to do with technology went wrong. My car key broke. You name it, it happened. When I think about it, it's all the technologies that connect me to this life. It's my car key breaking, that's my transport, it's my internet went, my phone went, just all those technologies where I'm rushing around being a human doing and not a human being. So the message for me was very much to surrender to this energy, and I'm not very good at surrender and patience. I'm really not. I'm working on it, really I am. It's a life lesson. I often say the patience prayer. Dear Lord, please grant me the gift of patience, and I want it now. So if that's you and that's been your Mercury retrograde, I'm right there with you. So, but anyway, it's going forward, so it's a chance now for those projects perhaps that we've had time to think about rather than push them forward. Perhaps the timing wasn't right. That said, I've launched a new business venture in the middle of all of this, so yeah. Swings and roundabouts. Also, I'm very mindful that this period of time, I know a lot of people are needing to self-nurture. I think that more than anything else, that's a lesson that has been coming up time and time again, not just for me, but for clients and for people I speak to. We really need to self-nurture. The speed of life is just getting ridiculous. We're trying to do too much and we're forgetting that it's not the destination, it's the journey. And certainly that has been the lesson for me in the Mercury retrograde. There are a couple of projects I'm trying to push forward and I can't. They're just going to happen when they happen. So self-nurture, what does that mean? Well, it can be treating yourself to something. You could have a massage or something like that. But very much I'm picking up, it's getting out into nature for so many people. Just taking the time out from the busy, 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 doing. Going for a walk. Just getting out in whatever way you can. If you're not so mobile, finding a way, perhaps someone would take you out for a drive to somewhere where you could at least look at nature. And even if you live in a really congested city, and I've been there and done that one, I've lived in a high-rise flat in London in my youth, and I get it. It's not always easy to get out in nature. But you could watch some nature with some headphones on your computer, and I'm guessing you've got a computer because you're listening to me now on 1-2 Radio. Or buy yourself a really nice houseplant. Why not do that? I love peace lilies, A, because I'm not great at indoor houseplants, and even I haven't managed to kill a peace lily yet. They clean your air. They look beautiful. They have beautiful white flowers. And the roots grow very dense, and you can split them up and make more and more and more peace lilies. I've got about four sets around the house from just one small plant that I bought, and they don't need a lot of care and they don't need a lot of water. They're really pretty forgiving as things go. So nature, in whatever way you can do it. If you didn't want a peace plant, well, buy yourself some flowers. Do something that is self-nurturing, that stops you rushing around and doing. Maybe it's as simple as you light a candle and just sit and look into the flame. Just something that brings you into that present moment. Also, the wheel of the year is turning. I know it's the last day of August. Here in the UK, we've had the most abysmal summer. Summer hasn't happened. Finally, somebody installed the app. Summer is here, and we do actually have one today. It is sunny. It is beautiful. I've been for a swim in the ocean. That's only about the second time this year I have done that. But even though we have this beautiful weather, you can feel the wheel of the year turning. I can feel autumn coming. I can sense it. It's in my bones. It's on my radar. Do you feel it? No matter what the weather's like. So we have all that going on as well. I wanted to talk to you therefore coming into autumn but harvest, but I can see lots of people flowing into the Facebook chat room. I was going to say flooding, but I'd rather you were flowing. I'm in a flowing mood. So let's just see who I have in here at the moment. I'm going to turn top comments into all comments. So as I said, good morning to Laura and to Gwen, to Maureen. You'll like today, Maureen, because I've got Venus in Libra. That's one of the astrological events today. Good morning to Quelly and Lioness and Terry. I will get in there and read your comments and do you some readings. I can see that Maureen's asking for a dragon card, if time permits. Of course, it will be my pleasure. So let me just talk to you. I'm just going to backtrack a bit about this harvest, because when you get to this time of year, we are heading for harvest festivals. No matter what wisdom tradition you follow, there was always a tradition to do with a harvest at this time of year. In the church, it's literally called Harvest Festival, but in whatever wisdom tradition you follow, it is a time of harvest. So I was going to pose the question, what did you do this year? What are you harvesting? That's the question I was given just before I came on air when I said, angels, what do you want me to talk about? And that's what I was given. And it's interesting because I always get to this time of year and pose that question and think, well, I haven't done very much that I can think of. And then I go back through my diary, and I do keep a written diary. I've got one of those things on my phone that I do put it in, but I like a proper written diary and I can flick back through it. And when I look back through it and I see the appointments I've had, or messages that you're going to do this today, or meet that person, or collect that, or do this, or I realize all the things that I have done in the year. And it's really been quite substantial. And one of the things this year that I did that was unexpected was I painted the hall in my house. Now, I realize in the grand scheme of things, of saving the world and other things, painting your hall is not the greatest thing. But for me, it was, because I have looked at that hall for 7 years and thought, I really don't like that colour. And as it got more and more scuffed and dirty, I just didn't even like walking through the hall. But I had said to myself, because it's all different heights and nooks and crannies, it's not a straightforward painting four walls jobs. And I had told myself, oh, I can't do that. That's too much for me. I'd have to get a professional decorator, and I haven't got the money for that at the moment. So maybe I'll just kind of live with the wall. And then I got to this year in July and do you know what? I'm done. That wall is going. So I went on YouTube and got lots of tutorials about how to paint a shape like that. And I went out and bought the materials, and I thought, is my body going to hold together doing this? Because it's a heck of a job. It's the, you know what it's like with decorating. It's the prep. It's the preparation, which is so true of, I mean, that's a metaphor for the rest of life. If you put the prep in, then the end result is going to be better. So it was 3 days of prep and taking carpets up, and then I had to do the painting. And I was thinking, oh, my back and my shoulders are never going to deal with this. But I did, and actually I was quite energized all the way through it, which astonished me. I wasn't too energized the 2 days afterwards, but while I was doing it, I did it. And I thought, this is mental. This is, you have told yourself you couldn't do this. And then when you really engage that, I will not be stopped, I'm going to do that mentality, my body listened and I did it. And now I have this beautifully painted hall with a new floor, and every time I walk through it, I feel uplifted. So that was one of my harvests. So have you done one of those? Is there something that you keep telling yourself, oh, I can't do that, that's beyond me? And have you thought, well, what if I did? What if I took it in stages? I don't have to do it all at once. What if I took the first step? And what if the first step was deciding, I am going to do that, and I will find the resources and the support I need? That would be a good harvest. And I don't know if you've noticed that things are speeding up. This year has gone past like the speed of a racing car. So many last minute things. Things don't appear to be happening, and then suddenly everything moves forward. I don't know if you've noticed that. Very, very interesting. I run a small Airbnb, and I've had sporadic bookings, and suddenly at the last minute in September, I've got all these last minute bookings. It's very strange energy. Part of that is the Mercury retrograde going forward. But yeah, interesting. So again, if that's happening to you, you're not alone. Just go with the flow. I'm really feeling this is not a year or a time when we can resist things. We can't push things forward when they won't go, and we need to flow with the things when they come in unexpectedly or last minute. And also, as you probably know, I work very much with the ascended masters and deities and unicorns and dragons and light beings. But totally for the last, I would say 2 weeks, I have been so drawn to go back to basics and sit with my own personal guardian angel. And we tend to forget when we get into the big picture of working with ascended masters and deities, and it's lovely to do that, that actually you have this amazing presence, your guardian angel, who is there just for you, for the good times, for the bad times, and everything else in between. And I have been so guided this week to sit with my own guardian angel and call them close to me. In fact, that's who I sat with just before I came on air today. So I just want to do, because I am going to go in the Facebook chat room and do some readings, and I don't want to run out of time, but I do want to do this exercise that I learned when I very first did my angel therapy course about how to tell whether your guardian angel is around. And it's a very good thing to do with people who say, really? Angels? Not so certain. So you sit and you call your guardian angel too. You just, you know, take a few nice deep breaths and just bring yourself into this present moment. You can do this now, but if you're busy now, you can go back and get the show on demand. And just let your eyes close. And maybe if you want to, I love doing this, it's an easy way to do it. Through your closed eyes, you look at the tip of your nose and it will take your attention instantly into the center of your forehead, which is your third eye. And from there, with a breath, you can just drop your attention down into your heart space and your heart chakra. And ask your guardian angel to be with you. Now, when I say do that, you may not notice much of a difference because actually, of course, your guardian angel is always with you. So now ask your guardian angel to step back away from you and keep inching back until you feel it. I'm asking mine to step back at the moment. Ooh, I do not like that. When my guardian angel steps back, I tell you what it feels like. It feels bereft, is the word I always use. It feels like a child who's just been left at school by mum for the first time. It feels like your support system just stepped back, like there's something missing. And as soon as you can feel it, ask your guardian angel to step right in close again. Oh, that feels better. You could ask them, if you wish, to step right into your spine. It's quite hard for them to do, to come so close to a physical being, because angels have never been incarnate. But just feel that warmth, that security, that sense of being loved when your guardian angel steps right close to you. Ooh, that feels better in my heart. So I leave you with that exercise to work with this week and to deal with these challenging times that we're going through. I did say I'd done cards for the day, and I have. They were really happy cards. I love them. I have the Four of Fire, which is about contentment at home or celebrating things at home. It's about gratitude, which is, of course, is one of the most empowering things you can possibly do, is to be grateful. It brings so much peace and prosperity into your life. I have the Three of Water came with it, which again is about celebration, but this is an emotional celebration. It's about getting together with friends or family. If it's someone who's been asking to be pregnant, it means, yes, they are. And I also get it with the One of Earth, the Ace, which is a new physical beginning, which can mean a new flow of income or a new learning opportunity. It's about some physical journey. So I thought those were great cards to have as we come to the end of August. I'm now going to do the Facebook dance again because I can see lots of other people have come into the room, and I want to do some readings and say hello to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. My computer is just having a think about this. And I'm going to turn the comments the correct way up so I can actually see everybody. There we go. So let's get cracking with this. So good morning to Laura. You would love a message. Of course you would. So let's have a look for Laura on the 29th of August with Mercury facing forward. There we go. Laura, I have the Two of Earth. Two of Coins, if you like your traditional tarot. This is always about juggling. Probably juggling too much. Are you trying to fit too much in your day? And I've just been saying we need to self-nurture. Are you doing too much work and not enough play? This is about balance. And behind this particular character on this card is a very, very choppy sea, which is in it, which is our emotions. So are you trying to push yourself to juggle so much that it's emotionally impacting you? If you are, then take a look and bring the balance back. This can also be about balance in a finance, because it's coins, it can be financial balance as well. But whatever it is, it gives you because you're doing too much, you're struggling with it, it's not bringing you peace of mind. So be mindful if you've got that going on this week. Gwen, good morning to you. I'm happy you're here too. Maureen would like a dragon card. Let me just reach across here and find out what kind of dragon. I've got the Dragon Riders deck to hand, so let's have a look. Feeling lighter, but sleep has been hindered. You and me both. I know so many people who can't sleep in these energies at the moment. There we are. I have so many dragons. Which one was meant to come to you? I think that one was, because the deck just hurled several dragons at me. It's nice to have dragons being hurled at you, but let's have a look. Which of these two did they mean? I think they meant number 10, so I'm just going to do that for you. Bear with me while I find this out, because I'm still learning this deck. It is such a complex deck that I still have to look to make sure I know what I'm talking about. You have a dragon called Maxia Lu, who knows that all the power can be created only from balance. That message again, balance. Practice bringing balance to all issues and situations in your everyday life. And where there is discord, bring peace. Where there's fear, bring love. Where there's despair, bring trust. And don't pay too much attention to the big events going on in the world, but instead, think of your family and the people you deal with on a daily basis. So that is the message from the dragons. Let me just look further down. I have got Quelly, grand rising to you. Lioness, blessings and hugs. Terry, your granddaughter's birthday. Oh, happy birthday to her. She was born on a blue moon. Wow. Not many people can say that. A truly unique individual. And watching her grow up, kindness and feisty. But isn't she lucky to have you watching over her, Terry? Sandy, good morning to you. You have your medical appointment tomorrow to get a certificate. Do you see accepting the certificate? Okay, let me have a look for you. Let's see how we can make the best of this. I'm just asking the dragons to step to one side for a moment while I just have a look for you. Okay, let's have a look. So how can Sandy best approach this energetically? Take Archangel Michael with you and Archangel Jeremiah, J-E-R-E-M-I-A-L, Jeremiah for justice and fairness, I'm being told. Is there a card? Thought I saw one come out, but no. Let's have another go. So Jeremiah, because you were speaking to me, Jeremiah, what card, what message would help Sandy most tomorrow? There we go. Interestingly, I get Jophiel, which is the card, it's the world, and it's the one immediately before the card for justice that I normally get with Jeremiah. So it says this, I promise you, the words on this say a brilliant success, a time of joyful accomplishment. Be proud of yourself. So I would say, Sandy, it's going to go very well, but please take Jeremiah with you. Lioness, good morning. You received your book. Woohoo. I'm delighted. Denise, good morning. Getting your cup of coffee whilst listening. Oh, I can smell the aroma. I'm just going to give this a refresh because I can see some other comments have come in. So let me see where I am in the show. I've got about 5 minutes, so I will go and take another look and see how we're going. Bear with me. I'm just doing the Facebook dance, as I call it, to make it tip the comments the right way up and make sure that I have spoken. I don't want to miss anybody out. Denise, will be celebrating your mum's 92nd birthday this weekend. Way to go, mum. A card for the weekend. Okay. Congratulations to her. What a very fine age. Okay. I've got two cards, actually. interesting, I both of you got fire cards. I've got an ace of fire, which is a new beginning, and a little baby dragon, and a new moon. So even though she's 92, I think your mom is someone who always is looking forward, looking for the next thing. That's probably how she's got to 92. That kind of enthusiasm gets you places. So I send her an enthusiastic little dragon and many congratulations for her birthday. Laura, you are very welcome for the card. Terry, you are very, very welcome indeed. Let me see where I am. Okay, I have about 4 minutes left. So I'm going to give this Facebook chat room one more refresh. Well, I have a look and see the moon actually today. I was looking to see where the moon is because I was interested. The moon is in Cancer, and today Venus enters Libra, which is her home sign, as well as Taurus. So if you're a Libra, you're going to love today. All that's, and interestingly, this is from my colleague C.A. Brooks, amazing astrologer. A day of self-care and nurturing. And what was I saying from the cards? I've just seen the same message there. Social life beckons as Venus gracefully makes an entrance into her home sign of Libra. So maybe look at where Libra is in your chart, if you've got your chart, because it's very good news that Libra is in her home sign. She's a very clever negotiator. So collaboration, CA suggests, is going well. And a Cancerian moon, so a deeply feeling moon. And Cancerians are sociable most of the time. So that bodes well if you, you know, are getting together with people today. I felt very sociable today. Sometimes I'm very individual. I need acres and acres and acres of personal space in my life, which is why I tend to live solo. But there are some days when you just think, oh, I really need a coffee with someone. Doesn't need a lot of time. I just need to touch base with another human being and share some of the energies. And I noticed that the moon squares Chiron in Aries, which is interesting as I work with Chiron all the time in my Chiron gong. So a very powerful day today. It's not a day to waste time feeling sorry for ourselves when it's possible to be communing with people and picking ourselves up and maybe finding a positive way to look forward, or actually being a positive role model for someone else who needs picking up. Talking about connection and demonstrating what it means to be family. And of course, family can equally, your family doesn't have to be, you know, physical human family. It can be the families that we've chosen. It can be our friends. It can be our animal companions. So it's that kind of day. So overall, treat yourself to something. As I said, self-care, self-nurturing. Buy some flowers, buy a peace lily, buy something lovely for those that you care about. If your little pet cat would like an extra special little meal today, maybe buy her that little extra expensive one that you wouldn't buy, or for your dog, or take them for a special walk or a swim in the lake, or whatever makes them feel happy and exhilarated. It's a time for getting together with people. I had that celebration card, the Three of Water, at the beginning of this show. It is about that. It's the joy of being alive, of getting together with people. So there we go. I am almost out of time. By the time I speak to you next week, it will be time to do my starscopes, which, heads up, I haven't written yet. I better get on with it anyway. Thank you so much for your company. Do stay with 1-2 Radio, because Jay and Raven are on the way. As I said, I will be back at the same time next week with my starscopes. In the interval, if you want to find me, I will be on 1-2 Listen. Have yourself a great week. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.